because, you know, our first charge is as a land grant university, and you know, that charges us with the responsibility of trying to make higher education available for as many Illinois kids as possible. And every time we jack up tuition, we disenfranchise a small portion of probably the kids that are able to come to school at our institution. And when you have outlying programs that consume a lot of materials and cash, basically that has to be amortized over the whole student body, and it forces tuition up for everybody else. So from that argument, I can certainly see the recommendations made by Chancellor Easter. And I'd also like to say I have absolutely no question on Chancellor Easter's facts, figures, conclusions. You know, I take his data and his interpretation, you know, as his very best honest intention. I'm a little concerned maybe that possibly all avenues of trying to maintain some of the some of the programs of the Institute haven't been investigated fully. But then again, I don't want to sit here and sound like a coward and say we should wait 2 months and, you know, table the decision. I don't know that that's right either. I think I'm going to vote against the proposal. I don't think the vote's going to go my way. And I fully respect that. You know, everybody makes their own decisions. If the proposal is accepted, the death sentence won't occur until 2014, if I understand correctly. I hope we make every opportunity with enthusiasm to see if we can partner with another institution to keep the option of flight instruction available at Willard Airport. I think all the kids who go through the professional pilot program need to pursue a baccalaureate degree of some type, because they know just as well as I do from my previous work with the Air Force that it just takes one little medical disqualification and there goes your career. So for backup, they need to pursue a baccalaureate degree. But if we could provide those people who want to pursue aviation as a career still the pilot training, but a baccalaureate in a different college, I think that would be wonderful. Now, the human factors curriculum, that's probably a separate issue from the pilot training. You know, it seems to consume a lot of resources. If that were to continue, that I think in my mind that issue would have to be addressed. Again, you can't expect the kids in LAS necessarily to bankroll the kids in human factors. And I apologize if I'm only oversimplifying this. The other thing is obviously it would have to pass academic muster with whatever college might decide to adopt it. If a college would do that, I think we should try to facilitate that as much as possible.
Very good. Thank you. Other comments? Lawrence?
Thank you, Ed. You know, as a Boeing executive, I'm certainly sympathetic to the need for the school and aerospace in general. But the numbers, the dwindling numbers, kind of speak for themselves. They've been dropping dramatically. That was the most telling indicator, I think, for the viability of the program. I also happen to be a Purdue grad, and I am familiar with how they run their schools of technology, and I do think they have a different model than we have at Urbana. I do think some more exploration is needed, but I think it should be done without the pressure of continuing to have the school up and running. I think it would be a more objective approach and probably more fruitful recommendations can come outside of the pressure of a 2 month or a 3 month window. but just you know, let it run its course. And I think we should, you know, probably keep it, you know, as an agenda item at some interval to see where that exploration is.
Very good. Thank you. Any further? Yes, Hannah?
I wanted to agree with Trustee Koritz's comments, but I also wanted to add that I've been amazed by the number of students from aviation who've contacted me, who've written letters. I think that's what's great about the University of Illinois, the pride that our alumni and students have. And I think that the Institute of Aviation has a difficult road ahead, but a possible bright future, as we heard from the comments. So I will also be voting against the proposal to shut down the Institute.
And Rick? Finally, I finally from this guy.
Oh, from here, okay.
Tim, I don't have an emotional attachment to the school at all, and yet, upon reading all the material that was sent to us and having conversations with folks and reading the emails and letters that were sent both here and to my office and hearing the dialogue and the testimony, as a trustee for about 4 months, I've been weighing it and believing that Chicago needs to be a leader in the area of transportation and increasingly in the area of aerospace. I will also be voting against it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would like to just talk a little bit about three of the reasons why I will be exercising my vote against the proposal for closure. One is that it's overwhelmingly that, you know, the students that we represent are against it. And we've seen that from the letters that have been sent, including alumni, the students from the Urbana campus. I stand with my colleague from Urbana in that the students are against it. I've also seen the resolution of the Illinois Student Senate that was distributed in which they are against closure. And must recognize that our, at least my duty as a student trustee, first and foremost, is to represent the students of the University of Illinois. Second, also with the material that was sent out, it seems as if the industry is going to be on a shortage of pilots, and I think there was a comment that the only other university in Illinois that will be offering the baccalaureate degree would be Southern Illinois, if I'm correct, which means that the state's flagship university would not be offering an opportunity to the students of Illinois. And also, I think some comments were made up about the low enrollment, which it does seem like enrollment has been low over the past few years. But I think it was also mentioned that at Purdue, one of the other schools in the Big Ten, their enrollment is only at 70 per semester, while ours was at 36, I think was mentioned. And so that, leaves some room for growth, I think, in coming years, along with the increased need that there will be in the industry for pilots. So, thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Karen?
I'm actually going to vote for the proposal. I think this has made it a particularly difficult issue because it's one of the first of, unfortunately, probably many that we're going to have to be making in the future as far as cutting. And so if you look at the big picture, you look at the numbers in the program and the cost, I don't like it either, but I just see it as one step in many tough decisions we're going to have to make. I mean, we've seen the budget proposal. We all know that we are in such trouble in Illinois. And again, this is just one of the first, I think, of many, many tough votes like this that we're going to be taking in the future. While I don't like it, I will be voting for the proposal.
Okay. Patricia?
You know, as I sit here, I don't know yes or no. I listen to the individuals who have spoken. I've read materials, received all the letters, all the impassioned views of those people who don't want the department to close. I am a U of I grad, so I feel, and I've utilized that aviation